Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. I'm 15 years into my business journey, and there is so much I still do not know. It seems like every day there is something new to learn, not only about my business and the people I serve, but about myself, how I'm wired, the future I want to create, the past I can't seem to shake. In today's episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to dive into a few lessons that I'm learning about business. It's all about solidifying and creating a future that not only works for me, but inspires other business owners to dig deep and go further than they thought possible. Business isn't easy, so why make it harder on yourself than it already is? Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/518. As I mentioned, I'm 15 years into my business journey, and there is so much I still do not know. It seems like every day there's something new to learn, and there's also a lot to unlearn, not only about my business and the people that I'm working with, but also things that I like and don't like about myself, the ways that I'm wired, the future I want to create, that past I just can't seem to shake. This morning I had an epiphany. I've been reflecting on some business advice that I've honestly struggled with for years. And that advice usually is framed this way. Make a list of all the companies you want to work with, ... And it goes on to say, you know, find out where they are, find out how you can create work that resonates with them. I've never really known personally who I wanted to work with. And I always took that as some message that I was inadequate and that business wasn't for me. It kind of reminds me of the phrase, I'll know it when I see it. That's really how I've approached my business. And that's a statement that makes most creative people cringe. Like when the client's like, I don't know what I want, but I'll know it when I see it. Whew. And yet, it's how I've been operating and approaching working with clients over the years. Instead of defining, refining, and chasing a vision, I'm left to the decision of others to say yes to me and basically jumping as high as they want me to jump. But as I think about all this work, I ask the question of myself, could it be that I've been building a business that isn't really what I want? Because when I take that business advice, make a list of all the companies you want to work with, and change it to something that resonates deeply within me, I start to feel the energy shift. Instead of make a list of all the businesses I want to work with, and I write, make a list of all the people I want to interview, whoa, that feels so much different to me. And so reframe business advice so it fuels you and not shuts you down. Another interesting area that I'm learning about is the type of work I want to do. A recurring type of project the last few years has been to create promotional materials for social media, to take what already exists, edit it down to the enticing bits so that people are drawn to that longer piece. It's not that that work isn't valuable. It is. Look at Hollywood. There are entire production and marketing companies that do just that work. Take a 2-hour film and create an entire campaign that promotes that work. But the more I do that work, I realize my heart's just not in it. That work doesn't ignite my soul. And for the longest time, I didn't want to admit it. I thought that my business existed to be that support, because that's the work that I've been doing for years. But the work that really lights my fire is creating something from nothing and to help people identify the something in their nothing. The work that doesn't yet exist. The only thing to work with is the vision and the desire to create it. I love that. Being the promotional support is so far removed from the world of creation and transformation. and it bores my soul. And so I'm moving beyond simply promotional support. But here's the real work. Vision is the real work. When I think about vision, it's tough to make a choice that includes some and excludes others. But the sad truth is that the more often I've included everyone else, it's at the price of myself. I've excluded myself. And so as I do the work of bringing forth a vision, I bring myself to the table. Lately, I've been doing a lot of work with a business coach. And what we're doing right now is to identify not my big, hairy, audacious goal that Jim Collins writes about, but my big, hairy, audacious vision. And it's really hard work because my brain has been trained over the years to think like a support company as opposed to an audacious creator. I think back to the business advice I mentioned earlier, make a list of all the people I want to interview. And the reason why that list scares me so much is because it requires me to grow my skills beyond what is imaginable and conceivable. It requires me to move away from being a promotional support company and moving ever closer to being that audacious creator. And bringing out that vision is the real work. Here's another interesting thing I'm learning about business. Just because you can't see the business model yet doesn't mean that it's not for you. I can't fully see the business model for what I really want to do, primarily because I've internalized to a fault the business model of being a promotional support company. And so I need to unlearn what I've reinforced for years and what other people have reinforced for years as well. But here's the truth that I'm wrestling with. If it's not working for you, be honest with yourself. Do the work to unlearn what isn't working so that you can learn what could work. The courage to shift from what is known to what is unknown is intense. I want to know for certain that I'm making the right choices. But another thing that I'm really having to learn again and remind myself about my life and my business is that my gut is usually right. It's right about projects, it's right about people, and it's right when I'm not following the vision and direction set out for me. So I'm trying to listen more. I'm great at listening to others, and I'm horrible at listening to myself. Because it's easier to reflect the truth to others. They're the ones that have to act. I don't. I can challenge from the relative safety of my existence. But when I listen to myself, it's crying for that same challenge. Yesterday, I went to my local Barnes & Noble for the first time in over a year. I used to love going there, often weekly, wandering the aisles, seeing what books called out to me. This time it was different. Instead, I was met with silence from the shelves. Maybe it was because it was entirely redesigned to allow people to be distanced. But as I walked and wandered the store, my gut was the thing that was screaming, not the shelves. It was telling me, write your book, tell your stories, dig deeper than you thought possible. Get your book on the shelf. I wasn't prepared for that. And as I write and reflect today, I think about a final lesson that I'm learning. And that is this one. Business is tough. So why are you making it harder on yourself than it already is? Business is tough when you create a business that you think people want. It's tough when you keep a business going that perpetuates a life you don't want. It's even tougher to let your business overrun your life because of the identity you've built up and the messages from others you've internalized. So I come back to this question, if business is tough, why not do the work to go beyond what is expected? Why not do the work that you really want to be doing? Why not listen to your gut? Why not do the work that you're crying out to do deep down inside, chasing the hidden business model, learning and unlearning, moving beyond what you've been into who you want to become. And I think really the biggest lesson that I'm learning right now is just that. Step away from who I've been so that I can become who I want to be. What about you? What's the work that you're going to do? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.